This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. The practice of U.S. companies relocating their call centers overseas has become so common that the names for it, outsourcing or offshoring, are now a common part of business speech. Well, now there's homeshoring. U.S. companies are finding it sometimes makes more sense to hire workers in America to field calls from their homes. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Anyone with a broken laptop or who's in search of the rental car counter these days knows that their call to a 1-800 number is likely to connect to India or the Philippines. This may be changing a little. Industries which look at the enormous savings offered by taking call centers overseas have been realizing that sometimes the savings have costs. Garth Howard, CEO of Alpine Access, cites the case of the company 1-800-Flowers, which originally had a call center abroad.
Due to language and cultural barriers, they really couldn't match up with their customers the way they wanted to. And when they came back and went to a home-based environment, they were able to get much better quality and be able to deliver, you know, for their customers.
1-800-Flowers is now Alpine Access's biggest client. Alpine Access bills itself as the nation's leading provider of outsourced call center solutions through the exclusive use of home-based agents working over the internet. According to Stephen Loynd, a senior analyst at IDC, which has researched the phenomenon of home shoring, the number of Americans doing this kind of work is growing.
2004 was close to 100,000, and 2005 we estimated 112,000.
Loynd says the cost of employing a home-based agent is about $10 an hour less than one working in a U.S. call center. Garth Howard of Alpine Access, which, unlike its competitors, has actual employees as opposed to independent contractors, gives a profile of his workers, 88% of whom are women.
According to a Booz Allen study, agents working in brick-and-mortar or facilities call centers, only about 20% of them have college education. In our agents, actually 75 to 80% of those have college education. We find that the average age of somebody working in a facilities call center is about 21, 22. The average age for our agents is actually 38.
Barbara Foster, who lives near Alpine's Golden, Colorado headquarters, fits the general profile except for one detail. The typical Alpine Access worker is caring for children. Foster likes working from home for another reason.
I'm from New York City. I never learned to drive.
But before she started her $8 to $10 an hour job with Alpine Access, she could never find a legitimate work-from-home opportunity.
When I first looked into it, I couldn't find anything. It was always a scam. I never found a company other than Alpine Access that really was like a traditional company in the fact that they pay you for your hours and you work from home through the computer and your phone.
Aside from non-drivers or mothers who want to stay with their children, home sourcing also works well for the disabled. Melissa McLean suffers from a neurological disorder that used to require her to use a wheelchair and still makes driving impossible on certain days. Now she earns $9 an hour answering the phones for the IRS, which is the biggest client of NTI, National Telecommuting Institute, a nonprofit dedicated to finding employment for the disabled. The word she uses to describe her current job is godsend.
I was off of work for, I think, 5 to 6 years because employers were not as understanding. And so when you got sick, I mean, they had a business to run and they didn't like that. So once this job came around, I've been at it for over a year and a half and I'm still going strong. And it's a great opportunity for anyone like that.
Researcher Stephen Loynd says that more companies will be moving at least some of their customer care service to Americans working from home. He estimates that number to reach 300,000 by 2010. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.